All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of Pro Wrestling America. This week coming to you from the BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford, Illinois. Tonight we have 9 big matches for you, being capped off by the American Heavyweight title on the line, Goldust defending the title against Macho Man Randy Savage. So here we go. We have this great card, and I arrive at the arena to see a wall of security standing in front of the door. As I try to enter, they block my way. One produces a letter stating that I have been banned from the arena for my actions last week. I argue with the man who produced the letter, but he says he's just following orders. Apparently, Akbar wants to keep me at arm's length now. At least it wasn't a restraining order that I can't ever be around the PWA. It's just I can't be there tonight. All right, so what are we going to do now? Well, we go on with the card. Opening match has the Vampire Warrior facing off against Wildcard. And these two have a great match. Vampire Warrior, many of you will probably better know as Gangrel from WWE, and I think even Coastal Championship Wrestling now. But Bobby Heenan and Paul Jones make themselves known in the match as well. But the Vampire Warrior gets the pin with a pile driver in a time of 8 minutes, 43 seconds. Next match has Kendall Windham facing off against the Southern Psycho Elliot Russell in another interesting match between Kendall and Elliot. In this feud, none of the finishes have been clean. There's always been an asterisk to it. This match is no different. Neither wrestler is able to put the other away. Both men try to get a pinfall with their feet on the ropes, but Randy Anderson catches both of them. He is tempted to disqualify both of them, but the bell rings to signal that the time limit has expired. So this match is a time limit draw after 15 minutes. Kendall and Elliot look at each other. They are disgusted with each other. They are disgusted with themselves. What in the world is going to end this feud? It seems like these two are so evenly matched that they may keep getting thrown into the ring with each other. The fans seem to enjoy their matches. They might even get a chance to challenge for Grappler's Interstate 74 title, assuming that one can get a clean win over the other. All right, next match is a tag team extravaganza if I have ever created one. Jerry the King Lawler and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol facing off against the Gorgeous Gentlemen, Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, and Gentleman Chris Adams. 4 great wrestlers in the ring at one time, 2 of them thirsty for each other's blood. The match is a real treat for the fans. All 4 men show their excellence in the ring. The Gentlemen pick up the win after Garvin drills Lawler into the mat with a brainbuster in a time of 13 minutes, 8 seconds. Continuing down the road with the tag teams in the PWA, we have the Stud Stable facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. The Stud Stable attacks the RPMs as they make their way down to the ring. All 4 of them brawl outside the ring. Golden and Lane roll into the ring, so David Manning starts the match, but it ends very quickly. Golden tosses Lane back out of the ring. Fuller tosses Davis into the crowd and brawls with Lane, causing Lane to be counted out. The Stud Stable gets the win by countout, but they aren't done yet. After the bell, which rang after 20 seconds, Fuller rolls Lane into the ring. Golden grabs Lane in a pile driver. Fuller climbs the turnbuckle and spikes it as Precious cheers on. The Stud Stable leaves the ring and makes their way back to the interview desk. Lance greets them as they get to the desk, and Precious tells the RPMs that they aren't worthy of a match with the Stud Stable. Fuller and Golden are the 2 true studs of the PWA. Precious demands that Akbar grants her men to face either tag team champions for the titles. With no answer, Precious and the Stud Stable go back to the dressing room. Okay, there are now several people making demands on Akbar. Maybe he understands the great stress that being the promoter and head booker of a wrestling organization means. Personally, I'm grateful that when these guys come to petition me and demand matches from me, I can tell them to talk to Akbar. I kind of like the new bit of quiet time I get, but I'm truly itching to get my hands on Akbar and regain control of the PWA. Next match has Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against superstar Bill Dundee. On paper, Eddie and Bill should have a great match, but it is cut short by Missy Hyatt as she tosses her purse into the ring into Eddie to nail Bill with it. The match ends very quickly. Missy and Eddie celebrate their win in a time of 2 minutes 52 seconds. Eddie starts stomping away on Bill, but it is cut short when Randy Savage rushes the ring. Eddie bails from the ring, and Missy barely escapes before Savage can grab her by the hair. Savage challenges Eddie to get back into the ring, but Missy and Eddie simply walk back to the dressing room. Next match has Rick Steiner facing off against Terry Taylor. And Steiner and Taylor have another good match. Heenan keeps his eye on Missy throughout the match. Missy tries to get involved, but Heenan makes sure that Tommy Young takes care of her. While Young is distracted with Missy, Heenan helps Taylor out whenever he can. However, Steiner manages to get the upper hand when he counters Taylor's attempt at a bulldog with a back suplex. Steiner gets the pin a moment later after a belly-to-belly suuplex in a time of 26 minutes, 25 seconds. Your winner is Rick Steiner. Next match, a bit of revenge, a bit of, you know, just justice being served here, maybe. Nikita Koloff getting his hands on Bryan Adams. Bryan turned his back on Nikita and the Dirty Dozen last week, and they have a great match. Akbar and Alexander stay out of the match. Nikita tries to brutalize Adams, but Adams manages to regain control of the match. He gets the pin with a tombstone piledriver in a time of 16 minutes, 16 seconds. Adams and Akbar leave the ring. Alexander comes in to check on Nikita. When he gets up, Nikita is fuming. He complains about Adams holding the tights, but David Manning says his decision is final. Nikita will have to take it up with Akbar. Great. All right, before we get to our main event, one more big match coming up. The Natural Dustin Rhodes facing off against Trevor Murdoch. And Dustin and Trevor have a good match, but it is also a bit short. Trevor launches Dustin into the turnbuckle before hitting him quickly with the top rope bulldog for the pin in a time of 4 minutes, 12 seconds. So now we've had a very quick card, so we're hoping for a good match for our main event, which is the American Heavyweight title on the line. Goldust defending the title against Macho Man Randy Savage. Goldust and Savage. Yet another great match on paper. Unfortunately, it is another quick match. Not because one takes advantage of an early opportunity. Akbar refuses to let the match go very long. Goldust chokes Savage over the middle rope. Jerry Calhoun calls for a break, but Goldust refuses to break. Calhoun calls for the bell. Goldust is disqualified in a time of 3 minutes, 48 seconds, but he is still your American Heavyweight Champion. All right, with so much time left in the episode, Akbar and Goldust make their way back to the interview desk. Lance Russell asks if Akbar is proud of himself. Akbar explains that he is the smartest man in professional wrestling. According to the PWA rules, Goldust is required to defend the American Heavyweight title once every calendar month. Every PWA title must be defended at least once every calendar month. I added this rule 2 years ago when Rick Rude refused to defend the World Heavyweight title for more than 6 weeks. Well, Goldust has now defended the title in August, as the rules state. Now he can wait until Hard Day's Night to defend the title again. Macho Man Randy Savage isn't really a top contender in Akbar's mind, but he was the perfect patsy for Goldust to have an easy August. While Akbar is talking, Savage attacks him and Goldust at the desk. Lance barely manages to stay out of the melee as the rest of Devastation Incorporated and the Dirty Dozen make their way out to the interview area. Everyone brawls, and there's a little bit left of the interview desk after Trevor and Nikita put Bryan Adams through it. Once security gets out to separate everyone, we're going to have to build an entire new set before next week. There's no salvaging any of it. Akbar is not known for following the rules, except when the rules benefit him. And they have done that all summer. I'm actually surprised he hasn't used the rules to his advantage to make Scorpio and Wildcard defend the titles every week until they're defeated. Hopefully I haven't put this thought into his mind. But that's where we are for this week. Akbar still having a firm grip on things, using the rules to his advantage, and giving his American heavyweight champion the rest of the month off. Woo! All right, well, we'll see if I can get back into the arena next week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.